chapter 3, the letter to Sardis. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and establish the things that remain, which are ready to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Therefore remember how you have received and did once hear and keep it and repent. Therefore if you will not watch, I will come as a thief, and you shall not know what time I will come upon you. But you have a few names in Sardis that did not defile their clothes, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcomes shall thus be dressed in white garments, and I will in no way blot his name out of the book of life. And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Letter to Philadelphia. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and none shall shut, and that shuts and none opens, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door which none can shut. And you have a little power, and did keep my word, and did not deny my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make these come to you and bow down at your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you did keep the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the time of trial which is to come upon the whole world, to test them that dwell upon the earth. I come suddenly. Hold fast to what you have, that no one takes your crown. He that overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall leave there no more, and I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my own new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, how you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. But as you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich, and clothe yourself with white garments, so that the shame of your nakedness be not revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, so that you may see. As many as I love, I reprove and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him, and will eat with him, and he with me. He that overcomes, I will allow him to sit down with me on my throne, as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.